and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm thankful you tuned to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 7. Verse number 7, Matthew 7, verse 7, the Lord Jesus here, and we've come to this last chapter of the Sermon on the Mount, and he's talked about judgment, which we need to be involved with. We are going to make calls. We're going to make judgments. We're going to be fruit inspectors. We have different responsibilities. Myself as a pastor, I need to be the fruit inspector of those that would come in to minister into the flock that over which I'm to be a pastor of. I can't just say that everything goes and every teaching would go. That would be a detriment to the sheep. And so being an under-shepherd, following what the Lord has given to us, just as one example, I have that responsibility as a pastor, and so we make those judgments. He says, don't be a hypocrite. You got to take care of yourself. What God has said, we need to use on ourselves as his children, and the sinner needs to understand that God speaks the truth regarding their need of his son and their sins and that separation of caused by their sins between God and the sinner. And then he gives this warning. He said, don't take everything for everybody. Not all of the word of God and the blessings that the Lord has given in his church and in the doctrine and teaching that he has for the children of God in his churches and the ministry of the work of the church and all that, it's not going to be received by everybody. It's just not going to be received. What they need is the message appropriate for them. And what children of God in the Lord's churches need is the message appropriate for them, where we might, from where we are, grow on to the next place. And so, sinners to salvation and the children of God into service, edification, and following and obedience of our Lord. And so here it is. So then he brings us to this. In Matthew 7:7, he says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Oh, I'm going to ask for $1 million. Well, you know what? If you did indeed need $1 million for the glorification of the Lord, for something that he wanted you to do, there'd be no problem with the Lord giving you $1 million. But to give you $1 million just for the sake of glorifying self, just for the sake of enjoyment of yours and you and your family, the Lord is not going to just drop $1 million on you. Now, the health and wealth prosperity gospel preachers use these verses to say just that. Oh, you want a new Mercedes? Well, pray to God. Send in some money and we'll multiply it many, many fold. You know what? For some people, these things have seemed to have worked. Isn't that interesting? And I'm going to be honest with you here. With some people, they have sent in their money, and it seems to have worked. With the evangelist, quote unquote, the prosperity and health and wealth gospel prosperity, quote unquote, evangelist, it seems to have worked for them. They live in a posh lifestyle and just extravagance to no end. You know what? Sad to say, there's hundreds of thousands and millions of people that have sent in their $10 and sent in their $20, and it didn't work for them. See, how is it that those that would take and have this prosperity gospel that they preach, you and me, receiving more of the things of life because God wants us to be wealthy and have it easy and have it good and rich and just all the things of the world, why is it that Jesus came not even owning a pillow? Why is it that Jesus wouldn't be, as a man, wouldn't be considered much of a success today? Jesus didn't have $250,000 house. Jesus didn't have two or three vehicles in the driveway. Jesus didn't have a timeshare. Jesus didn't have a boat or motorcycles or campers. And the thing is, there's nothing wrong with any of these things. But the thing is, our Lord Jesus, and when he came as a man, he didn't live in all the things that he was due, but he lived as a servant, very poor himself. Prosperity and wealth, health and wealth, prosperity gospel. What about the Apostle Paul? Man, he was living as a king when he left out of this life, wasn't he? No, he wasn't. The Apostle Paul, again, lands and houses and stuff. No, it doesn't seem to be. The Apostle James, he left with John and Peter and Andrew. They left their flourishing business with their father to follow the Lord and to be a minister of his, apostle of his, to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Health and wealth, prosperity, gospel. How is it that the great ones of the scripture, our Lord Jesus and the apostles, how is it that they don't seem to have lined up with that? The wealth is not in the things of this world. And indeed, we need stuff to be able to live. We do. And the Lord knows that. And our Lord is worshipped when we go to him for those things that we do need, asking in faith. If we need it for life and living, he says ask. If we need it for his service and the worship of him, the working in his vineyard, ask, he says. But to just build ourselves up and to glorify ourselves, no, that's not what these verses are talking about. But in light of his calling, in light of the work of God, in light of the ministry, or the church, the life in him and saving the sinner. And in light of all those things, he says unto us, ask. He says, ask and it shall be given you. We need to ask. And the wonderful thing in this is that the Lord Jesus is there at the right hand of the Father in heaven, in glory, making intercession for us. When I ask of things that I think that I need, and it's not just exactly what I need, Jesus knows what I need, and he sends me what I need. Oh, how I need to remember that. You know what? Sometimes I think I need a thing right now. And maybe the Lord Jesus knows, indeed he knows at times, that I don't need it right now. Maybe I need it later. Or maybe I don't even know the timing and the need, but Jesus knows both. And he's there interceding for his people. Ask and it shall be given you. We need to ask as his children because we do have needs. And the Lord is worshipped and glorified when we ask him, not ourselves or not another. He's worshipped in that and glorified in that. But he will give what we need. Sometimes what he gives is not what we ask for, but he gives what we need. And he says here, seek and ye shall find. It says in the scriptures in the book of Hebrews in chapter 11 that the Lord is seeking such. The Lord is seeking such. He that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He's a rewarder of those that seek him. The Lord Jesus tells us that we need to seek the Lord, and the scriptures tell us that we need to seek the Lord while he may be found. The Lord Jesus told the woman at the well at Sychar in John chapter 4 that the Father is looking for those that will worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, he's not trying, but he is interested in mankind, and he has sent his word and his gospel and his son that sinners like you and me can be saved, not by religion. Not by baptism, not by good works, but saved by his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He says here, seek and ye shall find. He says, knock on the doors and it shall be open unto you. To pursue, So understand, asking, we see the aspect of prayer. Seeking, we need to be conscious of what's going on and sober and looking according to the word of the Lord and what he would have us to do and the way he'd have us to go. And then knock, to try things and seeking his face in that. And he says, it'll be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. He gives an example here. What man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, that I'm hungry, will he give him a stone? A child comes to you, his son comes to you, says, I'm hungry, Dad. Will you give him a rock? No. Any parent in their right mind would never give a rock to their child for food. Or if the child asks a fish, will he give him a snake, a serpent? Dad, I want some fish. We've got some fish. I'd like some fish to eat. Would he give him a snake? No. If ye then, verse 11, being evil, which we're sinful, we're fallen, in ourselves we're far from God. And even those who are saved, we who are saved, we still have this old flesh that is against God and against his way. He says, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Ask. Ask. Ask the Father. Pray the Father would work and help. I tell you what, are you without Christ? Do you see, have you seen and understand from the scripture, from God's word and what the Lord has said that you're a sinner separated from God? You see that your hope and your eternity and your future is most uncertain because you just understand that you just can't control things. And what about your sin? How is it paid? How will it be paid? How will you be able to stand before God? Have you given consideration to those things? The Lord says, ask. Ask him for everything that you need. We declare unto you salvation only and through the Lord Jesus Christ, repentance of your sins before God, and faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. His death, burial, and resurrection in a substitutionary way for you. Repent. Believe the gospel of Jesus. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.